It is 70 degrees and clear skies in Nashville. We are not under a heat advisory today. Today, sunny, just a little bit of a relief from those temperatures with a high in the low 90s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Nashville has filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security over withheld anti-terrorism dollars. Metro is joined by the city of Columbus and two Texas counties in the suit, which alleges that the Trump administration is restricting anti-terrorism funding unless states and local governments agree to implement election policies. The grant funding emerged after 9/11 to help localities prevent and respond to terrorist acts. But in June, FEMA placed new eligibility mandates on the funding. These require states to use the Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlement System, otherwise known as SAVE, to verify the citizenship of voters and poll workers. The SAVE system, which has mistakenly flagged some foreign-born American citizens as non-citizens, has been found by a federal judge to be unlawful in its current form. The new requirements also mandate changes to electronic voting systems and impose a 5% manual audit of paper ballots. States that do not comply with these conditions will be forced to forfeit 20% of their anti-terrorism grant funding. The lawsuit describes the new conditions as arbitrary and claims that they're in violation of the Constitution, which gives Congress, not the president, the power to set the terms of federal spending. The use of drones by Nashville's police department is drawing more attention from the Metro Council. At tonight's meeting, members will decide whether to move forward with more guardrails for drone usage. This comes after MNPD used a pilot program in the Madison precinct. For WPLN News, Emily West explains what the rules look like.
Metro Police started the pilot program without council approval, a measure members are trying to rectify. Police surveillance has caused frequent debate, and the council has taken several steps to maintain control of what tools are allowed. The legislation proposes that police would only use drones during certain circumstances, like an active shooter incident or a state of emergency. That would be a restriction compared to some of the calls that officers flew drones to during the trial period.
The drone regulations are on second reading. The measure will need a third reading to become law. Well, WPLN's one-hour radio special, The Debt, just won a National Association of Black Journalists Award. The Debt traces Tennessee State University's decades-long fight for fair funding through an overlooked civil rights lawsuit, a historic merger with a predominantly white university, a dramatic student hunger strike, and a lawmaker who discovered his father's old research on underfunding. This weekend, the special garnered a Salute to Excellence Award. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.